Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, our game of the week here in Point Pleasant, the home of the Panthers.
Hey, Ed, if you could help us out, 47 for Barnegat. We do not have a 47 on our roster. So,
pass that info along as quick as we can on what will be second down and a long five now for the Panthers, who trail 6-0. Conley in motion. Cusack making a nice play, scrambling away from trouble. Will make something out of nothing. Something's about 2 yards right up the middle before Schmaltz able to wrap him up. Second and about three coming up.
I think Cusack was going to hand the ball off on the dive, but when I tell you the running back was going to get devoured right away, took the ball right out of him and, as you said, made something out of nothing.
Big third down set coming here. Third and three, up and running in our second quarter. Weigert, the single wide receiver, splitting out to the left. Fry staying near sideline right. Franciscini in motion. He'll get the pitch off to the far side, makes a nice move, slips a tackle at the hash mark, and then gets to the 45-yard line. Hoffman there to make the stop. Only a one-yard gain. And on what will be fourth and a good solid yard and a half, Point Burrell will punt it away. Another score for Manalapan to pass along. They now lead it 14-0.
Looking to beat Middletown South for the fifth straight year.
Another touchdown by Imamu Mayfield from 8 yards after a fumble by Middletown South.
Off the foot of Larson, short punt. Wickwire will back away from it. It'll roll down inside the 20 and get down at the 19. 10:51 to go, 10:50 to go in this first half. It is Barnegat 6 and Point Burrell nothing. Bengals back on the offensive attack.
Matt, you were inquiring about number 54 is now number, it's John Doles. He is the...
Okay.
47? Was
that's
it?
Correct.
Yeah, 47,
yep.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Ricky Jarena, 4 catches on the year, will split himself this time as a receiver to the left. Morris up top to the right. Erskine under center. Run play off the right side. Wickwire, who will get some time in the backfield tonight as well, over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of about 7. Devin Conley up from the corner spot to make the tackle. Second and 3.
Brick Memorial on the board again at Brick Memorial. 14-0 over Jackson. A 30-yard touchdown pass from Tim Santiago to Carl Coombe. Mustangs out front of the Jaguars, 14-0 in a huge A-South game.
Second and a long 3 for Erskine. Gives it to Wickwire again. Another pitch to the short side of the field. Wickwire will have the first down. Gets over the 30, about the 31-yard line. Sticks will move with 10:05 to go. And Barnegat looking to build on a 6-0 advantage.
And as much as Point Burrell has struggled offensively, getting down 2 scores tonight will make their task incredibly difficult. I just kind of felt like it was important for them to get out early, get the first points on the board, or at least shorten the game, which they have done to some extent. But the problem is the offense has been quite stagnant, and Barnegat's starting to win the battle up front a little more now.
Yeah, same thing happened to him last week against in the loss to Central, Kevin. Fell behind, just couldn't quite get back all the way.
Split wide receiver set, blitz up the middle. Wickwire bounces off the tackle, gets to the 40. Nice cut at midfield, trying to run through some black jerseys, and will take it into Panther territory. Stopped at the 45-yard line by Gene Franciscini, and it will be a long run by Wickwire, who's providing some nice punch in the backfield. He's got good speed, has a 58-yard touchdown run on the season, And Point Borough will take a timeout here, Kevin. Maybe a well-used timeout in this first half. Try and calm this defense down a little bit.
Well, I think there's a feeling that the Bengals are starting to seize control of this game. It was a stalemate for most of the first quarter, but Barnegat starting to get the better of the play. You know, Coach Davis had told us about Wickwire, a player who really is best suited as a running back. There was really not a spot for him because of Tyler McGinnis, so they've used him at wide receiver, and he's carried the ball as well. But Coach Davis said, you know, there's a guy, we got to get him the ball a little more often, and with Manny Bowen out tonight, that allows somebody else to step up, and Wickwire did just there.
A couple of scores to pass along. Ocean with a 14-6 advantage on Long Branch. And St. John Vianney leading Raritan 14-0. Both of those games in the first half. Erskine now with a 1st and 10 from the Panther 45-yard line. Up under center, blitz coming. It's Fitzsimmons who ran through the B gap. Pitches to Wickwire. He's in trouble. Big block was set up to at least elude one would-be tackler, but still a big loss on the play. 7-yard loss back to the Barnegat 48-yard line.
Well, the block was delivered by the quarterback, Erskine, but what a great play by Fitzsimmons as he busted up the whole play and then was part of the tackle as as the running back turned and went the other way. That's just good effort by the senior linebacker there.
Mattawan with a 7-0 lead over Holmdale. Barnegat will use a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 6-0 Bengals up top. 9:15 to go here in quarter number two. We're back at 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We welcome you back here in the second quarter. 9:15 to go, quarter number two. Barnegat with a 6-0 advantage. 2nd down and 16. Bengal football at their own 49-yard line. Erskine this time from the shotgun. Jet sweep set off up the right side to Ken Bass. He'll take it back into Panther territory. Get to the 48 of Point Borough. That's a gain of close to 3. 3rd and 13.
Matt, I got a question for you. Is that a pass or a handoff? Because he did shuffle it to him.
But I think it was backwards.
No, he was in front of him. It was jet sweep, but instead of handing it to him, he shuffled it to him, almost like a little shuffle pass.
I don't know. I didn't see it from up here.
Yeah, that's what he did. I'm just curious as to.
It would be a pass.
Passing
then.
Yards, yeah.
3rd down and 13. Blitz coming again. Erskine sees it. Going to roll. Now tuck it and run. At the 40. Slips and falls at the hash mark of the 38-yard line. Not enough for the first down, but close enough perhaps to make it 4-down territory. It will be 4th and a long 3 coming up.
Jackson Liberty, one of the 5 teams tied for first place in Class B South, leads Pinelands 7-3.
Jackson is on the board at Brick Memorial. A long 75-yard run. I didn't get the carrier, but for the Jackson Memorial, 14-7 Mustangs with 11:44 left till halftime. So high scoring at Brick Memorial tonight.
4th and a long 3. Jarena up top to the right. Wickwire and Morris staying near sideline left. Erskine going to tuck it and run right off the snap. He is not going to have the first down. Wrapped up and dropped at the 36-yard line. Good defensive job. Fitzsimmons right on top of the action for Point Borough. And on 4 downs, the Panthers able to hold and give the football back to their offense.
That touchdown, by the way, for Jackson Memorial on a 3rd and 5, Matt Castronova.
I bet you it was a jet sweep.
Who has made an immediate impact after sitting out 30 days for the Jaguars.
He's been worth the wait. We saw him last week. First carry from scrimmage, long touchdown
run.
Yeah,
exactly.
71 yards last week he went on that first carry.
Husak back under center. Conley in motion. Inside carry for Fitzsimmons. Lost football. It's handled and picked up by Barnegat. And now a helmet will fall off.
I think it was Schmaltz, number 39.
Greg Schmaltz, the junior linebacker. I believe, just kind of ripped it away from Fitzsimmons. It was an awkward-looking handoff.
It was.
And the third turnover of the night for Point Barrow sets up Barnegat in good shape. First and 10 from the Barrow 32.
Oh, how those turnovers will kill you.
In the huddle, the Bengals break on now first and 10. Offset eye formation, slanted to the right with Podinker, the fullback. He'll lead the way for Wickwire. Runs through a tackle behind the line of scrimmage and takes it down to about the 21-yard line. Gain of 6 to make it 2nd and 4. Good opportunity here for Barnegat to stretch that 6-0 lead. Infante was there on the stop.
That's turnover number 3, right, Matt?
That is correct.
Wow. Can't do that when you got a big game. Burrow's got to consider themselves pretty lucky to be down only 6-0. But Barnegat on the verge here of getting into the red zone.
Bowen, the tight end, sets himself to the left side of the formation. Offset eye again to the right. Split wide out set. Blitz coming for Burrow. Here's the give to McGinnis, who's dropped by Fitzsimmons at the 25-yard line for a 4-yard loss.
Fitzsimmons has excellent instincts at the middle linebacker spot. He has been shooting gaps and making a lot of great reads tonight. That's the second time he's been in the backfield in the last two series to break up a play and bring him down for a loss.
Well, the way you beat that, guys, you know as well as I do that little seam pattern, because when you're blowing inside linebackers, that seam will open up. Don't be surprised if you see it again soon.
Third down and 8. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Erskine will set up reverse here. Wickwire's got the edge sealed down inside the 20, inside the 15, down inside the 10. Makes a beautiful move, goes towards the pylon, and in for the touchdown. 25-yard little razzle-dazzle play for Paul Wickwire, coming with 5:55 to go, and it is another score for the Bengals, who lead it now 12-0. Lustenberger on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Wickwire. Kick is up and the kick is good. 13-0 our score. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Sansone Jr., 66 Auto Mall, 66 MVP, and the Shore Sports Network proud to support the teams in Shore Conference football. To enter to win a remote starter from 66 MVP, simply text MVP to 89,000.
Bengals with a 13-0 lead here, 5:54 to go in the second quarter. Lustenberger here with another short kick, angled off to his right. It'll be picked up and handled by Weigert, who will slip off a couple of tackers along the far sideline. Get out over the 35, close to the 38-yard line. So, again, decent field position for Point Barrow. Just haven't been able, Kevin, to muster anything offensively.
Yeah, anytime they've gotten something going, Matt, they've hurt themselves with a costly penalty or a missnapped or a turnover, and it's getting to that point. It's far from panic time, but you realize the opportunity is slipping away, and Barnegat really is taking control of this game. The Panthers' offense needs to do something. Certainly sustain a drive and keep the defense off the field.
On first and 10, Husak stepping under center. Wings either way. Tight end off to the left. Give is to Fitzsimmons off the left side, and he will continue to run hard, stay on his feet, and get out near a first down. He'll have a first down. He must have broken about 6 or 7 tacklers running through the Barnegat defense. He is into Bengal territory at the 49-yard line.
That's about as good a 10 or 11-yard run you will ever see. I don't know how many guys actually got a piece of him, but I bet you half the Barnegat team at some point made contact with number 9.
Nick Camerato there on the tackle.
That was an Asante Mora run.
More the good-looking tailback out of Tom's River North, Ed, referencing. Play action here for Husak. Under duress right away. Now pushed off to the left side. He'll break the play into the line of scrimmage, get to the 45-yard line for a gain of about four. Matt Mano will make the tackle.
One of the things I see down here on field level, guys, is the speed factor. Barnegat just looks so much quicker than Point Pleasant Burrow. When they get a little green in front of them, Burrow, quickly a white shirt closes in and holds it to a short gain.
Long time in the huddle for the Panthers. They break here with a second and six at the Barnegat 45-yard line. Husak will give it to Fitzsimmons, looking for something to open up on the right side. Spins his way forward to the 42 for a gain of three. Danny Dugan on the stop. Second and a long two coming up.
Boy, Sam Madden playing more defense than we would have expected tonight. Trying to bottle up that middle. Now on a third down play, he'll actually come out in favor of an extra linebacker.
Third and a long two. Husak trying to keep the drive alive. Francescini in motion. Give us to Fitzsimmons. He'll stretch it forward to the 40 from where the officials are running in. Not going to have enough for the first down. Be about fourth and a half a yard.
Adam Ritchie with the stop.
Got to be careful here. I'm sure Burrow's going to go for this, but
they have to go for it.
Well, it's only 13-0. That's still early in this ball game.
They're averaging 14 points a game. They've got to. I agree. This is the right call, regardless of the outcome.
Husak breaks the team from the huddle. We'll send Fry near sideline right. Tight end wing up to the left. Francescini wing to the right. Fitzsimmons will get the carry. Easily will have the first down. Works his way down inside the 35-yard line. Five-yard pickup, and the chains will move with 2:53 to go in this first half. Barnegat up 13-0. Mano and Bowen combining on the tackle.
Hey, Fitzsimmons runs hard, Matt. 2:48 remaining in the first half. He's a hard-nosed player.
Not sure if Burrow has enough time with 2:40 in running here to take it all the way on the ground. May have to go up top.
Husak looking to throw. Pumps once. Hit as he releases the ball. Going down towards the end zone. Nobody around that one, and it will be an incompletion to set up second and 10.
Well, that's credit the coverage there by the defensive backs from Barnegat, because Husak could not find a receiver who created any kind of space and then made an ill-fated attempt to just kind of chuck it deep. Fortunately, it bounced on the grass harmlessly away, but second down and 10.
Panthers trying to stay alive in this game and get some points on the board. Second and 10, 2:23 to go in quarter number two. Fitzsimmons off the left side.
Fitzsimmons on a carry.
We'll get down close to the 30 on about a five-yard pickup. McGinnis wraps him up to make the stop.
Gain of nearly 5 yards on the play. Brings up a third down and a long five for the Panthers. Ball is just outside the Barnegat 30-yard line. We have 2 minutes remaining in the first half.
Exactly two to go in this first half. 13-0 Barnegat.
Panthers have two timeouts left.
A score in the first, a six-yarder for Erskine. 23-yard score for Wickwire. Here's the pitch to Francescini. Off to the far side, lowers the shoulder, dives forward over the 25 to the 24. Six-yard pickup, that's a first down for Point Burrow.
Freehold, by the way, has a 14-3 lead over Wall. Of course, Wall coming off the huge upset a week ago, and they knocked off the Brick.
Toms River East looking to upset the Mariners of Toms River North. They lead it 16-12 with 7 minutes left till halftime.
Mattawan up on Holmdel 7-0. Red Bank Catholic, the number one team at the shore, leading Red Bank 22-0 early in the second quarter.
Panthers will go for it on fourth down.
Here we go.
Another fourth down set up here. Fourth and less than a yard. Barnegat will use a timeout with 1:39 to go in the second. We'll step out, take a quick break as well. 30-second spot. 13-0. Bengals up top of the Panthers. We're back with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Big fourth down situation coming up for the Panthers yet again. They were able to get it last time around, and now with a 1:39 to go in the second quarter, trailing 13-0 to Barnegat. Point Burrow will go forward again. They need about a football to push it across the 25-yard line. Cusack under center. He's got Fitzsimmons. He's been the man to carry it most of the time tonight. Movement up front for Barnegat. And this, I believe, will cost the Bengals 5 yards and give Point Burrow a first down.
Yeah, the motion man drew a Barnegat defender offside. That's a 5-yard penalty. Allows the drive to continue. New set of downs for the Panthers.
Even better when you don't have to run a play to get it. And you get it via the penalty. Nice discipline by Point Burrow up front.
First and 10, Burrow.
20 yards away, 1:39. Clock stopped right now.
Panthers will send the strength into the shorts out of the field. The offensive left. Ball on that side. Hash mark as well. Give us to Fitzsimmons. He's hit in the backfield. Leaps over a couple of tacklers. Has his jersey pulled down. There's that push again forward. And down inside the 15, close to the 13-yard line. Tremendous individual effort.
That's a gain of 7 yards on the play.
He is really running hard.
Well, that started out as about a 3-yard loss. Ended up being a 7-yard gain as they hit him in the backfield. But they better wrap his legs. He's got some strong lower body on him.
7-yard pickup makes it second and three with a minute to go. Fitzsimmons again off the left side. Breaks one tackle, cuts back to the middle part of the field, bouncing into the outside. He's going to get in for the touchdown. Nobody wrapped him up on cue, and from 12 yards out, Jack Fitzsimmons will score for the third time this year on the ground.
Now we've got a game. That's a great drive by the Panthers. Should give them some confidence heading into the locker room.
Well done by Point Burrow. Here's Ansbach on for the extra point. Just to try to make it 13-7. Good snap. Colin Ansbach steps into it and drills it through. 13-7. We're back after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here with the Panthers of Point Burrow getting themselves on the scoreboard. Nice drive, couple of fourth down conversions in there as well. 13-yard score for Jack Fitzsimmons to make it 13-7 with just 51 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Ansbach will stay on to kick off.
Our first score of the night from Brick were the Green Dragons bouncing back from last week's loss to Wall, lead Lacey 21-0 in the second quarter.
Kenny Bass and Paul Wickwire both back deep. Expecting a short kick. They're standing at their own 15-yard line. This will be played over the head of Bass, who will touch it, but it'll roll into the end zone and come out for a touchback, where with 51 seconds left, one would think Barnegat maybe just run a play and head into the locker room.
I would think that.
Pretty good foot
Yes, absolutely.
Because the wind has kicked up a little bit and was in his face. And he still put that one inside the five-yard line. Pretty nice kick.
Where the long season of discontent continues for the Lacey Lions. It's been a long time between wins for that program.
Lost their last five last year. Yeah. Five so far this year, on the verge of maybe making it 11 in a row. When was the last time Lacey lost 11 games in a row?
I would imagine it's never happened.
I would say never. And catching Brick at the wrong time after that devastating loss.
Barnegat will take a knee. That should be the final play, unless the, well, maybe one more snap, depending on when the referees put it down.
See, that's where, if I'm a referee,
you wait until 35 seconds, then you start it, and he did.
Good for him. That's a quality
job.
So
they do not have to snap it. I'm a little upset with Barnegat here taking a knee. I mean, you know, run two or three or four plays.
No. Stop.
50 seconds? Why not?
I'd risk a turnover here. This is the right play.
One more knee for Barnegat. Ed, where are you?
I'm on the Barnegat sidelines. Okay. I'll get Robbie Davis in about 1 minute here.
Halftime score is Barnegat 13. Clint Lissenborough.
Okay. Coach. Late score by Burrow makes this a football game right now.
Yeah, they're playing real hard. It's a good game. We just got to make some tackles.
Fitzsimmons running very hard. You've had him a couple times in the backfield, but the kid runs hard.
Yep, he's making plays. We're not on key downs on defense, so we'll have to fix it up. We'll be all right.
Thanks, Coach. Robbie Davis.
Ninth-year head coach for Barnegat, where the Bengals here lead by a score of 13-7. We'll step out, take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll kick off our halftime show. Barnegat 13, Point Burrow 7. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.